Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Be the Light with your host, Alania Starhawk, where together we expand our awareness to know that we are the light of change, of inspiration, of hope, and of love. Blessings, bright ones. I am Alania, divine channel, spiritual mentor, and this is Be the Light Radio, where each week we have an opportunity to allow our hearts this beautiful connection, where we can be inspired, where we can remember that we're not alone. Today's topic of inspiration is prosperity. Is this something that you can align with? Is this something that you're so ready to just jump into, soar into, be in? So be present with us now and really allow yourself to contemplate. Are you living your life from a prosperous perspective of being? Are you living your life prosperously? And we'll step more into what that actually means, because it's not only about financial prosperity. Of course, that's part of it, but it's about living your life in a way that lifts you higher, allows you to thrive in all conditions, in all moments, in all experiences. And so thank you for being here. I am so enjoying this time with you where we get to just share a bit. We get to open the flow, because it supports and assists me as much as it may support and assist you. There's a part of me that is expanding because I am opening to this opportunity of being present for you, for this moment, for this experience. And it allows me to see myself and my life in this beautiful, let's call it mirror, of beauty, of potential, of what can be. So thank you, because you are giving me this opportunity. I would like you to know, if you wish to know anything about me during your adventures, to just visit my website at alaniastarhawk.com. I and my mission, my passion, are all about assisting you and our community of global light workers, of brothers and sisters, to just free ourselves from the illusion, from the limitation, from the sense of separation that can be. And that is particularly why this concept, this topic of prosperity consciousness is so important for me. If we think back to when I began to connect to spirit consciously, okay, my whole life I've been connected. I can see that now in hindsight. But from when I particularly began to recognize that I was connected in a very personal, in a very powerful way, it was in my life had appeared to shatter and fall apart. We've all experienced this. In that moment where that which you have trusted in, had faith in, to keep you safe, to keep you supported, to make you feel as if everything is exactly as it should be, when those elements of false security fall away, it causes you to begin questioning what is real. and what is important. We begin to reevaluate our lives. So in that moment of, I will call it loss, in that moment of loss, began to put my energy outward in prayer. There must be more. Show me more. Those prayers went out to God and Universal Source as I was comfortable in them flowing. And then, just by me saying, show me more, remind me of who I am, the miracles started to return. The support started to appear. Everything started to shift in my life. So when we're talking about prosperity, I can honestly speak to you probably for a week or two about all that I've learned to bring in prosperity into your life. But today I wanted to kind of power pack a few points so that it opens up the door for you to see your current situation a bit differently. So remember that everything that was considered false security in my life had fallen away. I opened the door to imagine what more can be because I refused to settle for what had appeared. And in that innocence, opening the door to view more, I began to recognize the greater potential, the greater support, the greater love, the greater blessings that were and could be. So if you're in a place right now where you wish for your life to be more filled with that which brings prosperity, that which brings more love, more joy, more laughter, more sense of peace within yourself, more healing within every aspect of your being. Very important for you to consider, what is it that makes you you right now? What is it that you think brings you all of those blessings, brings you all of that joy, all of that love? If we're believing in the job, the relationship, the money, the opportunity that appears, if we're believing that that is what is bringing us the prosperity, then we're placing our seat of power outwardly. We're believing that we're waiting on something to appear, something to show up, something to validate that prosperity is part of our journey. And so I'm just going to shift it a little bit because it's beautiful to have incredible supportive relationships in your life, a job that supports you and lifts you even higher, helps you to express yourself fully. And it's beautiful to have all of the money, all of the resources, all of the experiences you wish to have in life. But whether you have a particular resource, a particular job, a particular relationship is not what actually feeds the prosperity in your life. The passion that you hold within, the prayers that you hold within, the beliefs that you hold within is what actually allows those prosperous experiences, resources, relationships to come into your life. I feel as if I'm going around in a circle and I want to make sure that I'm clear. Well, the relationship's beautiful, but that is not what validates the prosperity or not in your life. You are what validates the prosperity in your life. When your thoughts are filled with power and passion, with hope, with knowing that you are worthy of all that you can imagine to uplift and fulfill you, then everything in your life becomes part of that prosperous tapestry, part of that prosperous grid of light that surrounds you. supports you. It's you and your prayers. It's you and your prayers that clear the path. And for a moment, imagine that right now you're feeling a bit insecure in your life. That right now there are some triggers to make you feel as if life is a struggle. Okay? This is a sensation that so many of us feel, but don't actually want to give attention to feeling. Okay? But it's important to feel it if these sensations are actually part of your belief system right now. Because how do we heal it? How do we transform it? How do we bring it into the light if we are denying those sensations of insecurity? So the first thing is, if you imagined what it is that you actually do wish to bring into your life, okay? Don't worry about how it comes to you. What is it that you wish to bring into your life? Do you wish for love? Do you wish for joy and laughter? Do you wish for financial prosperity to such a degree that the presence or lack of presence of money no longer gives you any stress? You just recognize that it's easy for you to manifest. It's easy for you to welcome. It's easy for you to be in a very prosperous experience. But it does not define you. Do you wish to bring peace into your life? When you think about all of these things that you are so incredibly worthy of, I want you also to consider, do you believe at some level, do you believe that there is something blocking you from any of these blessings, from any of these gifts? It doesn't matter what it is or who it is or when it is. It doesn't matter. If you believe that there is a separation between yourself and all that brings you the joy you wish to find, then your energy is aligning with false security, false truth. I'm imagining, I'm feeling myself going into this heightened state right now. So I'm just going to let this visualization flow. Right now, are you able to just imagine that surrounding you is this beacon of white, brilliant light? If you sense this light all around you now, can you sense it being absolutely, deeply pure, holding only that which is divine, which is uplifting, which is supportive, which is loving and healing? Can you imagine right now that within this light, there is nothing that holds you back from the joys you wish to know? Just believing that wishes to support you is real is the beginning. Now remember, it surrounds you. Can you imagine yourself beginning to draw that energy into yourself, that pure divine light? You can imagine yourself breathing this light in. You can imagine drawing it in through your fingertips, through the crown of your head, through your toes. You can imagine it beginning to just permeate through each and every cell and molecule within your being. You can imagine it beginning to fill you so completely that same sense of purity, of connectedness, of support is within you now. Is there any part of you while you're in this light questions how supported you are? If there is, imagine energetically where that little voice of doubt exists within your being. Perhaps a part of you that had been hurt, a part of you that had been disappointed, perhaps abandoned, perhaps abused, unseen, mistreated. A part of you believes in the paradigm of being separate, alone, and without. Just imagine where that voice lives within you now. And then draw in that perfect, pure, divine light into that point where the voice believed in separation was. Beginning to see that voice accepting the remembrance of being connected now, the remembrance of being supported now. Light, continue to move through that point of energy where that voice existed. And continue to see that light building and growing until there is no more resistance to that light and that space and that place and that moment. And just scan through your energy field now. Are you allowing this light of remembrance in? Is every part of your being aligned with feeling perfectly supported, so much so that celebration is called for? So much so that you remember that this life is a blessing. Beauty is calling to us right now in this exact moment. That there's celebration waiting for us to participate. Now imagine that you are fully ready to celebrate life. Think about it now clearly. What is it that you feel celebrating life looks like? Is it ever-flowing prosperity? Is it intimate, beautiful, passionate love? Is it joy and laughter? Is it feeling at home in yourself? Is it knowing that the path you walk is exactly where you want to be? This is celebration of life. And when you think about these joys that you envision now, you connect to now, you feel yourself really calling to yourself now. Can you imagine that there's anything that could wish to separate you from these authentic, absolute joys? You are the creator of your reality. And at times, we accept and we allow experiences into our life that make us feel insecure, that make us feel separate, that make us feel alone, disempowered. But we align with those sensations because we have forgotten who we are. We have forgotten that we're connected to infinite source. So I encourage you today So just hold a little prayer in your heart, a little prayer that reminds you, I walk as the light of divine consciousness, perfect, pristine beingness. Within myself right now is an innocent heart, ready to remember who I am, what it is that I am worthy of, what it is that I am capable of. I wish to stand in my personal power to draw to myself everything that blesses my journey. I welcome prosperity consciousness in all ways, and I bring healing. I bring love. I bring compassion to every voice within myself that may align with any less than this level of prosperity I call to myself now. Let all of those ancient voices within be healed so that I stand fully and completely in my divine knowing. I am worthy of infinite prosperity. If anyone wishes to have a little conversation with me, you're welcome to call in 657-383-0122 and just press 1 if you'd like to speak to me. So what we just did was we placed some attention, some focus back within ourselves. We brought ourselves back to a place of centeredness. So important when we're asking to see clearly. Because how do we begin to create if we are not confident within ourselves yet? So this visualization is a great way to bring yourself back into remembrance, core, at the greatest frequency of truth within your soul being. You are supported. You are loved. You are already divine consciousness, prosperity consciousness. So it's learning how to manifest that state of divine being, that state of prosperity consciousness outwardly. In this visualization, we remember that it's all possible. It's all possible. And that's what I encourage you, myself, all of us, to cling to hold on to, possible. And that means the easy, effortless, grace-filled path, the blessed path is absolutely possible. What if all of our attention went to holding on to envisioning that blessed path. And we began to disempower the path of struggle and challenge. This is the way through to the peace we wish to know. I'm not saying that it's an easy way through, but it is the way through. Important to begin feeling responsible for the experiences in our lives. I've been in a state of contemplation myself. My life has been moving very quickly since New Year. I have been through every imaginable vision of what can be. And my perception of what can be is really starting to expand more fully than it ever had. At the same time, as I am envisioning expanding, soaring, moving forward, there are those ancient voices from which that hold the old programming of feeling small, of feeling limited, of feeling blocked, of feeling without support. I'm aware enough to know that those little voices do not define my journey. But it takes a lot of focus for me to remain clear about my chosen truth, my truth of being connected, supported, loved in all moments. It takes a lot of focus for me to remain connected to that truth and to disempower the belief that my journey could be any less than supported, perfect, and loved. So disempowerment of the challenged path is very important for all of us, all of us. I've spoken about this many times before in my teaching. What if we began to relook at everything in your life? Remember that in the past, okay, according to where your understanding of life is, in the past, we could have looked at a glass of milk that fell to the floor, okay, as an absolute mess, as something to validate that life just sucks. That perhaps I'm not lucky. I have an issue with the word lucky, but we're going to use that for a moment because these are current belief systems, okay? What if we held on to those beliefs? And then what happens if we started to transform those beliefs? Imagine how your body feels when you connect to those beliefs that spilling the glass of milk, okay, spilling the glass of milk and having glass shattered everywhere. Let's just like really amp it up, okay? And so think about how you feel if you just aligned with it being a validation that life is a challenge or being a validation that you're not lucky or you're not supported or for whatever reason it's a difficult day. Think about how your body feels, okay? Now remember, all that happened is a physical glass of milk fell to the ground, spilled, and shattered. Okay? What about this cannot be fixed? Really, what about this cannot be fixed? All of this that just appeared is also something that we can look at from a different perspective. What if we taught ourselves to just watch this in slow motion, falling to the ground, spilling and shattering, and still only saw the comedy in it? What if we began to see the bigger challenge at play and realize that there is a part of our psyche, there's a part of humanity's psyche that wants us to align with the disempowerment, with the subjectivity, with the limitation, with the just the inferiority that we feel when we align with this being a negative experience? What if we began to see that that's a choice, okay, that allows us to stay small? And we also saw that the moment we disempower the negative reaction, we step into a higher state of experience for ourselves. What happens if we begin to laugh and really see this is one single moment, this cannot define me, this does not shape who I am today, and we really just disempower it? We clean up the mess, we do what we have to, but suddenly we're not emotionally connected to it defining who we are. That can be said for everything that happens. What if you're you're walking through your day, you're feeling absolutely empowered, and then you meet three different people who one after the other start to drain your energy? Do you begin to feel that the whole world is draining you, that you're stuck according to whatever it is, whatever game they want you to play by? Or are you standing in your power and recognizing that this is one single moment, this does not define me, I always have a choice, and really start considering what do you want to align with to move through? This is what I'm talking about with prosperity consciousness. It's not just about money. It's about how we see the world. Are we seeing the world through the eyes of challenge, of struggle? Or are we at least searching for, opening our perceptions to view the solution, the clear path, the effortless way through? Sometimes we can't always see the path through, but there is always a path through. There is always a path through. And I say this because, from my experience, for quite a while, my tendency was, when I saw a challenged path, to put some beautiful, sparkly blinders on. I was quite in love with my blinders. I would put some beautiful, sparkly blinders on and redirect my energy elsewhere to make myself feel as if I'm still empowered on my path. I placed all that funk I didn't want to deal with to the side, to the corner, I might have packed it away, wherever it went. I wasn't dealing with it, I wasn't facing it, okay? So how is it that we can really freely celebrate life if we have the weight of old nonsense clinging to us, old belief systems, old thoughts? So real quickly, I don't want to say really quickly because we're worthy of going deeply into it. But what I would like to do now, I'm listening to spirit. I'm having this little conversation in my head. You can't hear it, but it's back and forth. Okay, let me do it this way. Let's just set some intentions right now, a prayer. Instead of going too deep into energy, let's just set a prayer. You're going to imagine calling in all of your spirit guides, your guardians, all the beautiful masters that work with you and your soul each day. This is your support team. These are your cheerleaders. This is every who really clears the path for you and your journey. Let's begin to imagine that right now, they surround you, and they're waiting for direction from you. So this is our prayer. Align with it if you choose. Beautiful Spirit, thank you for your presence in my life. Thank you for opening the doors for me to see clearly. I choose here and now in this exact moment to move beyond illusion, to be moved beyond alignment with limitation, with separation, with loss, with lack. I release myself from having to figure it all out. But I ask you right now to assist me also in moving higher into clear divine consciousness, remembering that I am supported, remembering that there is love to transform, to transmute, to shift every experience into one that supports my journey, into one that allows for thriving conditions in all ways. I ask to celebrate life fully, and I ask that all resistance to that celebration is cleared, cleansed, and transmuted, that I in this moment am free from being any less than supported and loved. I am whole. I am connected. I accept all of your support supporting this journey. My belief system is that if we're still aligning with the limitation, it's sometimes very difficult for us to really, truly, 100% believe that we are fully supported. And in these moments, I believe it's important to set the intentions with spirit guides and guardians, letting them know, at my highest level of truth, I ask for your support to clear all the resistance. Now, the next part is, okay, the next part is, how do we create open paths for all of this prosperity to flow? Many times I see people who are standing so strong in their faith that it will happen, it will be, we're just waiting for the right time, that they're forgetting to participate in life, to open doors for that prosperity to flow. I am in communication with Spirit a lot, and when I'm manifesting for myself and I ask for this, that, or that, Spirit says to me, okay, they say, we'll take care of this, but you have to open the doors for the experience to flow through. How do we begin to welcome bright souls into our lives if we are so comfortable in our own living room that we never have an opportunity to meet new souls? We have to open the doors of opportunity, of prosperity. That means you're not going out to meet people. It means, what do I want to do today? And you just contemplate, where do I wish to be? I honestly don't mind if you go to get your nails done, or if you walk by the beach, or you go out to a party with friends. It doesn't matter to me, as long as you're creating an opportunity for new individuals to come into your life. Okay, you do it in a natural way. And it's the same way for financial prosperity. If you're asking for all this prosperity to flow through, what doors are you opening for that prosperity to flow through? Are you telling people what it is that you're wishing for, excited about, that you're welcoming them to participate in? Are you envisioning the path for yourself? Are you doing what you can today to open those doors for it to flow through? So yes, it's about knowing what it is that you wish for, knowing you don't have to do it alone, but making sure that when we talk about responsibility for self, that you're doing what you can naturally, without stress, without strain, to open the doors for Spirit to work. So I just manifested this 3-week vacation. We'll call it a vacation. 3-week sacred journey into Europe. And I just returned a few weeks ago. And if you asked me 6 months ago how I would manifest that, I wouldn't have even been able to put it into words. Energetically, consciously, being comfortable with it, manifesting the resources, the time, the everything would have been beyond my realm of understanding. Yet, I knew that I wished to manifest this. And at first, I started to pray to help me see, to help me this, to help me that. And I was still in that doorway of, will it manifest? Can it be? And I don't believe that it was until I hit moments of absolute knowing within my being that it wasn't an option. This is something I desire so completely, to see myself, to remember who I am, to just step forward in my personal path. It was that important to me that I didn't ask will or how. I began to use my connection to Spirit to say, this is what I choose to manifest. Assist me in clearing the path and making it as effortless as possible. And so through miracles, through faith within myself, the confidence and alignment with knowing what it is that I want and knowing that I'm fully supported, the path opened, cleared, and became one of the most beautiful, empowering experiences of my life. And it's so funny because when I was on the journey and when I came back, I cannot tell you how many beautiful souls that I love dearly. It's part of our belief system. It's part of our paradigm. How many beautiful souls came to me and said how much they had admired what I had done, how lucky I was, how incredibly lucky I was, and how they wish a pattern that I was hearing repeatedly. And it's so funny because the word, you are so lucky, totally hit me like, oh, you don't know what I went through. You don't know the power I wielded to manifest this for myself. It's something that I passionately cared about that much that I believed in myself so fully and completely. And this word luck to me has less and less attraction. I know our belief system, honestly, fully, even my own, okay? Our belief system believes that good things happen by chance. And I really wish to dispel that as much as I can, because I believe that we are the creator of the beauty. We are creator of the magnificent. We are creator of the joyous. Just as much as we are creator of the stagnation, of the doubt, of the fear, of the limitation. So, when we're talking about prosperity, I encourage each of you to really imagine what is it that you believe in for yourself so fully and completely that all resistance, all doubt and fear literally just becomes disempowered. Your focus goes on envisioning it fully and completely. That's how children manifest for themselves. They haven't yet believed in the resistance that can be. Their innocence so completely believes that it's possible and probable that they never even entertain the challenge. Now that I'm back from my journey, and I promise you have so many stories to share about how it opened me up, many, many spirit teachings that allowed me to see myself from a much higher point of view. Now that I'm back, it's comical because I'm in a new gate of self-evaluation, self-understanding. And I'm in this new place of considering what is it that I want for myself now? What is it that I really wish to manifest in my life? And I recognize that as I'm in a bit of deep, reflective being right now, my energy isn't outward as much. That it's like the universe is waiting for my response. Meaning, I swear, the universe, I can feel it. The universe is waiting for my response, for my direction. And I can't rush it. It's something that I have to feel within my being. And I believe that this is something that we do for ourselves continuously. Who are we today? What is it that we want for ourselves today? Where do we wish to place our attention today? And that's how the joy and the prosperity begins to fill us. Otherwise, the things, the moments, the experiences, they're too fleeting, aren't they? Do you notice that sometimes you get to where you want to be, and then suddenly the glitz and the glamour begins to recede, and you're discerning what's next, what can be that next almost passionate way to express yourself, passionate path. And it's because you're growing all the time, every day. So imagine, what is it that you want for yourself? Remember that you're supported. Give permission to all those guides and guardians to create it for you. And believe, trust, that as you breathe through life each day, as you move through life each day, you are creating space for it to be. If there's anybody who wishes to comment or share your thoughts, you're welcome to call in. And if you're enjoying just listening, I see a few of you on the line. If you're enjoying listening, then I thank you so much for journeying with me today. I pray that you were able to see through my passionate journey of seeing and being today. I sense, honestly, I could feel that I'm a bit more emotional than usual. But that's part of the authenticity of being me. It's part of what I love about myself. Allow it to flow and then let go of the judgment. So thank you for being with me. Thank you for inspiring me. I also encourage you, oh, we have somebody who wishes to speak. I'm going to let them speak. But I'd like you to know that if you're local, please connect with me on Meetup. You can go to my website, alaniastarhawk.com, and you can see all the beautiful experiences, ceremonies, workshops, gatherings that we hold right here in our healing space in Largo, Florida. I wish for you to be part of that. I wish also for you to connect with me and inquire if you'd like to know more about my private healing work. The sessions that we do allows me to connect with your guides and guardians to really see the clear path in your journey, to give you some direction, to remind you of who you are. We can go back into the Akashic realm to really clear all the ancient resistance. We can reprogram belief systems. We can get your soul to an empowered place when you are ready to do so. Again, more information about that is on my website as well. And I'd like you to know also that you can find me on Facebook at Alania Starhawk. It's easy as that. Okay, thank you for joining. Okay, we have a beautiful soul that wishes to share. 559, how are you today?
I am good. You probably know who this is. This is Laura. And
hey,
I was
Laura,
listening, and
you?
I'm going to have to listen to this one again because I had so many good pieces, like two pages of information I wrote. And I started thinking, too, about for people in general that I think there's a fear of prosperity, and I know I can see this for myself, too, at times. We want prosperity. I want prosperity, but yet this fear of the unknown because I'm so used to this pattern I have gotten into, and I think
yes.
a lot of people get into that. It's the familiar of what we know now, and we don't know what that prosperity is really going to bring, and it's easier to stay in the comfortable. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes, absolutely, absolutely. So one of the things is to know exactly what it is that you want, okay? Because if we look at the fear first, because I'll acknowledge that that's there, I can identify with that as well, okay? But if we look at the fear first, if we look at that insecurity first, we're putting the energy there. Okay, so it's really important to start focusing, really, what is it that you want? The same thing when I was talking about manifesting for Europe. I wanted it so completely that I no longer gave any energy to the fear, to the doubt, to the challenge. So what is it that you really do want so completely, so clearly? Because if you want it that badly, I promise you, all the fears and the resistance will dissipate. They'll all heal themselves. And so that's where the focus initially needs to be, okay? And the thing is, if you want it that badly, your guides and guardians, remember that beautiful team I showed you surrounding you, if there is resistance on healing that in your dream state, in your experiences in life, they'll start to free you from anything that's in opposition to what it is that you authentically wish to welcome and claim, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So focus on wanting it so completely that all of the opposition and the resistance begins to dissipate, begins to be healed. Now, does that make sense, Laura?
Oh, yes, because I'm thinking of it for me, and I'm thinking that probably a lot of people fall into that pattern of the comfortable because it's what we know. Even though we want the other, but you're right about wanting it so completely.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, it's funny because before I actually, this morning, I was thinking about even my own resistance to the prosperity, because remember, I'm reimagining what it is I'm drawing to myself. So I'm thinking about my own resistance. And then I thought, hey, I'm going to do some karmic work in the Akashic field to clear any resistance for myself. And then I realized that I believe others would benefit from this as well. So this evening I'll sit down with my schedule, and I think I'm going to put together a program where people can join with me and unite with me from any location. We'll do it as a teleconference. and we'll start to work on clearing the karmic patternings, the ancient past lives, the ancient belief systems that that allow us to align with the limitation and the lack. So you're on my email list, I believe. And anybody else who's listening who would like to participate in this, I ask you to just message me or get to my website and join my email list. But message me. You can email me at alania@alaniastarhawk.com. And I really would like to get this going within the next week or two. So, thank you for inspiring me again because I almost forgot to share that.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you. I hope to see you there for that, okay? I love you,
Thanks.
Laura. Thank you for joining in. All right, Katie.
Thank you.
Blessings.
You too.
And I want everybody to know that we on this journey together are doing this together, meaning that I doubt that you can think of any thought that's flowing through you now that I have not felt myself. Quite often, I still am triggered all the time with these old belief systems. Now I'm wise enough programming, and I'm able to heal that and move through it more quickly than some people do. So this is why I say, let's do this together. Communicate with me, really share with me, make sure that you're part of this, because if you're feeling it, somebody else is, and this is something I definitely would like to support you in. Really, every one of us, I believe, every one of us have the right to be so fully and completely prosperous in our own concept of whatever that means, okay? So fully and completely prosperous that this world begins to thrive as one force of infinite resource and potential. That's what's happening. My prosperity is not blocking anybody else's prosperity, and nobody else's prosperity is blocking mine. Okay, we all have an infinite river of divine potential flowing to us and through us in all moments. So believe and trust in that, and your world will transform. I so thank you for journeying with me today, just for a moment with me now. Just hold a prayer, hold a vision, show Be the Light Radio with myself, Alania Starhawk, grows and expands, touching the souls who would be blessed, allowing us to reach outwardly, impacting greater waves of peace and love upon the earth plane. Thank you, dear spirit, for all that is. To each and every brother, sister, soul who has journeyed with me, I love you. I thank you. And join me again next week, next Tuesday at noon. I have not decided upon the topic yet. When we will discuss something just absolutely magical. I love you. Have a beautiful, blessed week. Namaste.